7:18 a.m. Official guest host Grant Henry in studio on the Newsmaker line. Our very good friend, Fox News contributor, specialist, and expert in the area of financial markets, Liz Peek. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Liz, I'm always delighted to have you on. However, let us just say that you don't necessarily bring good news to us. What is going on with inflation, the economy? It looks like it's just going straight down the tubes.
Well, I mean, it's all because the government basically decided to put untold and unprecedented amounts of money into the economy at a time when the economy was rebounding very sharply for the COVID-induced downturn. It was too much. It went on too long, too much spending. And, you know, when you look back at the Democrat bill, the American Rescue Plan, which was passed a little more than a year ago, $1.9 trillion on top of $5 trillion, which had already been spent by the federal government to fight the effects of COVID, it was a ludicrous idea. And remember, only Democrats voted for it. And, of course, their charge was that Republicans were basically being stingy and they just didn't want to give Joe Biden a win. No, Republicans understood that this was going to be sort of just one more, you know, weight on the seesaw that was going to tip us into an overheated economy, which is exactly what it did. What's really extraordinary is that Democrats followed up the American Rescue Plan with a proposal, the Build Back Better thing, which every credible analysis showed would have been another $3 or $4 trillion spent on an already overheated economy. The whole thing really was just so terribly planned, terribly thought out. And I have to say, we all know that Joe Biden's approval ratings really headed south during the Afghanistan mess. They did such a bad job on that, bad messaging, horrifying decision-making. But really, I think also his touring the country and telling people that spending another $3 to $5 trillion in Build Back Better was going to bring inflation down, I think that was sort of the pivotal lie that all of America woke up to and kind of looked at and said, no, that can't possibly be right. And of course, many economists, many experts in the field have come out and said it would have been a catastrophe. So, I mean, it is kind of interesting. I think the president's credibility really just cratered at that moment because even, you know, even people with no background in finance, they saw what was happening. They knew too much money was going in. They knew the Fed was inert and didn't move fast enough. And the combination of those two things, and now, there's no question, supply chains, the war in Ukraine, all that thing has added fuel to the fire. But believe me, the fire was burning very nicely beforehand.
But wait, Liz Peek with Fox News, there's more. We have a story up at the Star News Network right now, the StarNewsNetwork.com headline. Biden White House report says energy taxes are needed for green transition. The White House said Americans should pay higher taxes to ensure a rapid green transition away from fossil fuels. This was a report issued last week by the Council of Economic Advisors. Your thoughts, Liz Peek?
Well, let's separate two things here. One, renewable energy is more expensive. You don't hear much about that because there are already enormous tax handouts to the providers and suppliers of materials that lead to solar installments and so forth. We're already paying higher electricity prices. I mean, if you look at what Californians, for example, are paying for electricity, it's way above the national average. It's not because they're far west. I mean, it's because they're state officials have demanded enormous reliance on renewables, which de facto are more expensive. So right away, transferring from cheap natural gas, even cheaper coal, but we've actually done most of that, to renewables is going to cost Americans more. But yes, if you really want to accelerate the process, make it even more painful, put taxes in place. That makes no sense, but you know, it is amazing to me that on climate, there is no sense. You have zealots in charge of climate policy, and they brook no rationalization of what they're doing. I mean, it's a conversation you actually cannot have with people.
So it's now April 19th, 2022. How is this year going to end up, Liz? It looks like it's all going bad.
Well, it's not going great. Obviously, the focus now is on the Federal Reserve. And the question is, can they temper demand? I mean, this is, again, a demand-driven problem in a sense that people have too much money. How can that be a bad thing? It really isn't. But when you have too much money chasing too few goods, then it translates into inflation. And then it gets embedded. I mean, the problem I think that policymakers have now is it's really embedded. Everybody's asking for a pay hike. Why? Because the cost at the grocery store are through the roof. I checked out of the grocery store yesterday. It took forever because everyone in front of me was saying, wait, that can't be. 8 bagels for $12 and all, you know, people questioning the prices. Well, guess what? The prices are pretty stunning. Anyway, so the Fed now is on the hook to slow it down, raise interest rates to the point where demand is squashed enough to put inflation back where it was, which, by the way, is not going to 2% anytime soon, in my view. And, you know, that's the so-called soft landing, the idea that the Fed can manipulate the economy, this $20 trillion economy, with fluidity and not make a mistake and overcorrect is extremely wishful thinking. I mean, that is obviously the big issue right now. The economy underneath is pretty strong. I mean, people have jobs, and they are sitting on a lot of extra savings still, although that's been coming down. The economy is not in terrible shape, but as the interest rates ratchet higher, it's going to be a question of how, you know, can they do that and not just completely suppress demand. I don't know. I mean, the odds of recession now are being put around 35-40%, not this year, but next year. And you know, guess what? I don't have the answer to that, but it's certainly not going to be an easy time, and I think the markets are going to respond badly.
Liz, Grant Henry, our official guest host, is in studio today. Grant has a question for you.
Liz, I'm reading the latest Fox News headline here. Biden versus Biden, latest policy flip-flop shows White House incoherence. Actually, your op-ed that was published this morning, and there you ask us to remember Barack Obama's strategic ambiguity, and you say that under Joe Biden, we see that strategic incoherence, which is fantastic phraseology there. The policy set by Biden White House on energy, foreign affairs, inflation, immigration, health, and so much more is confused and contradictory. Here's the question, though. Talk about that a little bit if you can, and the real question is that confusion actually going to convince some people prior to midterms to vote Democrat again? Will it actually change enough to vote some people Democrat?
Well, I just think you see a White House at sea. I don't think they have any underpinning in terms of philosophy or political strategy or anything, really. What the flip-flop I talked about was this idea that they were going to start leasing lands again. Okay, why are they doing that? Because Biden is under unbelievable pressure. Here's a president who talks about made in America. Everything should be made in America, but except apparently for oil and gas. So where does he want to go for oil and gas? How about Venezuela? How about Iran, for heaven's sakes, or Saudi Arabia? Why not? I mean, honestly, I think 90% of Americans, if asked about this, would say, well, what about drilling here where it's cleaner, where it benefits Americans because tens of thousands of jobs are created when you have a big energy boom in the United States? Why not do it here? So I think there's been so much criticism of this completely stupid policy that finally the White House has decided, okay, we'll put some acreage out for lease, but let's not put much out because then, you know, people might think we're endorsing the oil and gas business. In other words, they, on so many issues, you know, they don't really have a North Star. The North Star, to me, Ronald Reagan had such a bright, burning North Star. He knew where he wanted to go. He knew how to get there. This crew has no idea where they want to go or how to get there. So, you know, we have really just in, let's talk about COVID. You know, they want to be incredibly firm that the emergency still goes on. They just extended the national emergency, as you probably noted, except, oh, hello, we're lifting Title 42, which is a disease emergency measure that has helped keep the border somewhat under control in anticipation even of that changing. We have now caravan after caravan coming up to the border because, in effect, our border is open. So they don't, again, they don't have any guiding principle here. And I think most Americans think having an open border where last year I think it was 23 people on the terror watch list wandered across the border and were just apprehended, thankfully, but, you know, by kind of by accident. Is that a good thing? No, it's a terrible thing. So to me, I just really feel like the only thing guiding Joe Biden is that he wants to undo everything President Trump did. And his problem is a lot of Trump's policies worked, and a lot of them were popular. He may not have been popular at the end, but the truth is his policies were pretty credible and effective. And in overturning all of them, whether it's on the border or anything else, Joe Biden has just got himself in incredible hot water.
Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, always, as always, on point. And, of course, your big point, Liz, strategic incoherence is not a policy that's going to work. Thanks for joining us, Liz.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. When we come back, it'll be time for Grant's Rants. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.